getting along with each other. To work effectively together, any team needs to be able to communicate well with each other. I've learned that there are four components for building understanding and rapport within a team. Number one, everyone in the group must have a genuine interest in the mission of the team and in the well-being of the other team members. Those aren't just words. If you're on a team, your best chance of gaining cooperation from others is to show genuine respect and care for them. Simply take the time to acknowledge others for their efforts, even if they're small. A thank you, well done, or you're awesome once in a while will do. Number two, there needs to be a shared reality. You have to be able to talk to people in their terms first and in their language. Do your best to talk to teammates based upon what is going on for them, not you. Speak not in response to what they say, but to what they're thinking. Big difference. Let them know that you want to understand and are willing to listen, and your communication will be much more meaningful. Everyone wants to talk about their experience. Have you ever come back from a vacation and someone asks you how it went, and within 2 minutes they're blabbing all about their similar experience? Don't do that. Shut up, engage, and listen. Number three, it's important to articulate what you want to say clearly and briefly. Just get to the point. Brief enough? Number four, verify that you've been heard by asking the person to repeat what you said and vice versa. What you meant isn't necessarily what was heard. I know I have misunderstood others way more than once. Some of the biggest upsets in families and some of the best deals that went awry occurred not because of bad people, but simply by not understanding. Team checklist. Factors to ensure optimum team communication. Display true interest in the team and each other in all communications. Talk to others in their terms and in their language. Be brief, clear, and to the point. Verify all communications through repetition or duplication of what was said. Because a bunch of people are working in the same place doesn't mean they're a team. Several factors must be in place. What result do you want to achieve? What code must be in place to achieve it? What attitude, talents, and unique abilities do the members of the team possess? And what is their prior conditioning? Take a look at the diagram on the packaging of this audiobook called The Results Model. At the top, you'll see the word results. Directly beneath it, behavior, then attitude, then on the very bottom, conditioning and talent and unique ability. Again, you have results on the top, then behavior, then attitude, and finally, conditioning, talent, and unique ability on the bottom. These four components are inextricably linked as both causes and effects because they are constantly reinforcing each other. What results do you want? Your behavior, attitude, and conditioning will contribute to achieving them. This model is the core of all businesses, and it is the core of building success in your family and your business and yourself. I once asked one of my clients from Deutsche Bank what was the biggest lesson he got from one of our programs. He said it was this model. He said, quote, "I learned that if you focus on results, you're too late. No one ever got obese eating one piece of chocolate cake," end quote. He went on to say that as a result of this model, his approach to his team had become very different. Rather than pounding only on results, he looked at the attitudes, activities, and behavior of his direct reports. He found that he could head off problems earlier and ensure success more easily by coaching his team at levels further down the model. Now ask yourself, would you be on your team? Would you choose you? Would you choose all the people that are close to you? If the answer is no, I suggest you start by creating a code and giving them a choice to step up or look around for a new team, because it's only a matter of time before your current team falls apart anyway. If the answer is yes, you may have the markings of a championship team. You can go a long way on your own, but you eventually need a team to support you, to push you, to call you and themselves on the rules, who have good energy and are in it to win. And your code of honor will continue to pull you even more tightly together. Team drill. Number one, discuss old beliefs that do not support team behavior and how they could affect you, particularly under pressure. Number two, make a list of the traits you want for anyone coming onto your team. Number three, make a large chart of the results model on a large sheet of paper and hang it somewhere where your team can see it all the time. Number four, take a few moments as a team or with individual members of your team to tell each other what you think the other person's unique ability is. Don't talk about what they're not good at. Listen without response and notice what the little voice in your head says. Acknowledge what you hear and do not offer rebuttal. Number five, make a point to be responsible for your communication. Hang a poster that says, quote, "True communication is the response that you get," end quote. So now let's talk about how to create your code of honor.